40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A helicopter rescuing a stranded driver in Wilton, California, after torrential rain, high winds, and heavy snow left tens of thousands of customers without power. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has our top story from Elk Grove.
The atmospheric river brought more than 8 feet of snow to the Sierra Nevadas, which shut down roads and even closed many ski resorts. As the system heads east through the Rockies, avalanche warnings are in effect after a skier was killed near Breckenridge, Colorado. And another avalanche was caught on camera from downtown Telluride this weekend.
Rescue crews found one person dead inside a submerged vehicle near Highway 99. Overseas, Russia's defense ministry says a Ukrainian rocket strike on a facility full of military personnel in eastern Donetsk has killed more than 60 Russian troops. Ukrainian officials say exploding drones damaged more energy infrastructure in Kyiv today. Tens of thousands of people are lined up outside St. Peter's Basilica to pay respects to the late Pope Emeritus Benedict. CBS's Chris Livesay from the Vatican.
He's wearing red and gold vestments, flanked on both sides by Swiss guards. There's organ music playing, also solemn singing. It's precisely the type of setting you would expect for a papacy marked by his orthodoxy.
Benedict died Saturday at the age of 95. Here in the U.S., the NTSB is investigating a horrific death at an airport in the South. CBS's Jim Krasula has the details.
An unidentified ground crew worker died when he was sucked into an engine of an American Airlines plane at the Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama. It happened as the plane was being readied to fly from Montgomery to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Deans at top law schools complained, and U.S. News and World Report listened. The publication says it's revamping its rankings to give less weight to surveys completed by those deans, faculty, lawyers, and judges, and they won't take into account per-student expenditures that favor the wealthiest schools. Rolling Stone out with a list of the 200 greatest singers of all time. R-E-S-P-C-T. Aretha Franklin tops the list. Rolling Stone calls her a force of nature, a work of genius, a gift from the heavens. At number two, Whitney Houston cited as the standard bearer for R&B vocals.
Darling, you send me.
Sam Cooke is third for savoring a song like few have. Billie Holiday, Mariah Carey, Ray Charles, and Stevie Wonder make 4, 5, 6, and 7 on the list. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Civic Media. I'm Jane Natnair with your headlines. There's one less Republican running in Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. Senator Randy Hopper has dropped out and endorsed Representative Dan Nodal. Hopper says he doesn't want to be a spoiler and risk Republicans' chances of holding the seat in the general election. In addition to Nodal, State Rep. Janelle Branchon, Deansville Village President Van Mobley, and Concordia University student Roger Albrightson also in the running. Attorney Jody Habish-Sinkin is the only Democrat who's filed to run for the seat being vacated by GOP Senator Alberta Darling. Meanwhile, GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told the Cap Times last week he doesn't believe Janelle Branchon is fit to serve in the 8th Senate District. He recently stripped Branchon of her post leading the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections after she spent months promoting election deniers and supporting an illegal effort to decertify the 2020 presidential election. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Because if you just woke them up in the middle of the night, they might be like, what are you doing in my house?
Okay, it wasn't the best example. It's live radio. What do you want from me?
Welcome to radio.
BS with Jane.
BS with Jane.
We need a sponsor for that.
I know.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to 2023. We are in a new year. You may not be working today, but we are indeed live on January 2nd, 2023. I am one day into dry January and just loving life. How are you doing, Jane Metner?
I am fantastic. And I think there are a lot of people still off today. The freeways were dead when I came in this morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mike went to downtown Milwaukee and he said there was no one down there driving in today. Not a lot of cars on the road.
It was quiet.
But we are here and I'm happy to be here. How are you feeling? How was your New Year's?
New Year's was quiet. We haven't gone out in a long time.
That's fine.
It's amateur night. It's just, I don't want to be on the roads. There's too many drunks. So I made a lovely shepherd's pie, and we watched most of The Bear on Netflix.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah. It was a really good show.
And then yesterday, I actually put Christmas away.
Oh, see, that's going to be the topic. That is the topic for the 1 o'clock hour. When do we start unpacking Christmas?
Now, this is early for me, and even my husband said yesterday, What are you doing? And I said, well, it doesn't get put away by itself.
That's true.
Normally I wait, and my mother always waited until the wise guys showed up.
Which is the sixth.
The sixth, yes. The wise men.
The wise men.
Say. Yes.
The magi.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue. So coming up on today's show, we are going to talk about that, the debate. Do you have strong feelings about when you put your Christmas tree away or your decorations or whatever? I think I'm the opposite of you. Where I have a strong feelings of that we should leave it up until spring.
Well, even Paul said, once I got everything put away, he said, it's so dark in
here
now.
Exactly. So we would love to hear from you. What is your argument of when you start putting your Christmas or holiday decorations away? But that's not until the 1 o'clock hour. So at noon, I've found a list of predictions that were made in 1923 about 2023. And so we're going to go through some of those. At 12:30, Mr. Paul Noonan is back to talk about the Packers absolutely destroying the Vikings. Oh, my. Where has this been all season? We'll take it better late than never.
Yeah.
That was so much fun to watch.
And it was like the good old days when you could put the show on or you could put the game on and watch the first quarter and then rest assured that we were going to win.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they used to put it away so early that it was like, okay, now I can relax.
Well, and it was also, you know, the first, not because we're going to get into this 12:30, Paul Noonan will be here. But the fact that on their first, they blocked our punt in the first quarter And then, I kind of just assumed, well, they're going to score. They're going to go up 7-0 without any, even their offense coming, basically not even coming on. Then we were able to stop them and hold them to a field goal. And just the rest of the game, it was like, oh, okay, this is great. And so, but it was funny because Paul, if you've not heard Paul on the show before, he works for Acme Packing Company, among other publications, where he is a sports writer. And he wrote an article on Christmas Eve of what he would do differently if he ran the Packers. And so I want to basically just ask him and say, so did they do the things that you said that you would do? And
they
just adjusted it since Christmas. And so that'll be really fun. And then to start the show, though, you know, I thought we kind of would have a discussion of what are you looking forward to in 2023? You know, I think there's some things that we know will happen. Other things, there's predictions of what might happen. If there's movies you're looking forward to, but let us know. 844-967-2789. What are you looking forward to the most in 2023? You know, I think they're for the politicos in Wisconsin and those who are very invested, including us on this show. I think it's easy to say the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And how important that will be and how consequential that will be.
Not just here, across the country.
Totally. And so I think that that is an obvious, huge election for us that's coming up in Q1. Or I guess that's technically the beginning of Q2. And
it's in April.
It's in April. Then there's also the Women's World Cup, which is always fun. See if the our ladies can defend their title. Rihanna's going to do the Super Bowl. So I think the great thing about the Super Bowl is whenever they get like, cause I mean, it's been, who did it last year? Oh, it was Eminem and it was all the 90s rappers. And it was great. It was a great show. And, you know, for music fans that becomes the event much more so than the game. But Rihanna hasn't performed in a long time. And so I'm excited for that.
I still think it's hard to top Lady Gaga diving into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she was great.
She was.
Have you ever seen her live?
No, I would love to.
I would love to see her live, too. She is an incredible performer. But, you know, there's also, you know, inevitably probably more political drama. We got to coming up. We even got to figure out is Kevin McCarthy. Is anyone going to be the Speaker of the House?
At this point, it seems like McCarthy is going to be the only one voting for himself.
Wait, if more than five people dropped out saying they are not going to vote for him?
It's not looking promising. It's really not.
Oh,
I saw a report this morning that said that there are 15 Republicans who are not going to vote for him. And he can only spare, what, five?
And that's if George Santos doesn't have any consequences and stays elected.
And that might be coming.
I know. I still can't believe this came out after he was elected.
I know.
That's not the topic at hand.
Right.
The topic at hand is what are you looking forward to in 2023? 844-967-2789. Because one of the things I'm looking forward to that might be realistic is more leg room on airplanes.
What?
Yeah.
Leads you to believe that airlines are going to make us comfortable.
Because there was a study done. So soon airplanes may have to take their rightful place alongside all the things over time that we've squeezed our bodies into that are now antiquated, like corsets. Skinny jeans.
Yes, I'm so glad we've moved past corsets. That's good.
And so on November 1st of 2022, the Federal Aviation Administration concluded a 90-day public comment period. So I guess it wasn't a study. It was a public comment period. And concerning the safety of minimum seat dimensions. More than 26,000 people left comments. Which I guess, I mean, I think that's a lot because at first I didn't even know that this was happening. I would have left a comment had I known I could. But yeah, more than 26,000 commenters fumed about what we all complain about, right? Because, I mean, I used to have a joke about this in my stand-up because at 5'10", this was the joke. So, you know, I come from tall stock. I'm from the Midwest. I'm 5'10". So, you know, not tall enough to complain about airplane seats, but tall enough that 5'8 guys called me a liar. 5'10".
You are not.
You're 6 foot. I'm 5'10".
I'm totally taller than you.
And, but you know, I mean, for anyone who is over, I would say, I mean, I think in general, unless you're a child or a very petite person, if you're in coach, airplane seats are uncomfortable.
It's agony.
But if you're tall, if you're over 6 feet, I mean, my dad at 6'8", like, he would always try to get the bulkhead seats or an emergency exit row. But sometimes as I feel like the decline of luxury flying, unless you're paying for it, like the incremental expense of every little thing that actually makes flying more comfortable. And, you know, you compare it to the, what the like airlines looked like in the 70s, and it was, everything looked so much more spacious and luxurious. But anyways, so this public comment period has ended, and now they're going to take that into consideration. But surprisingly, the airline that is kind of charging the way on this.
It's not Southwest, is it?
It'd be really funny if it was.
Wouldn't
just
it?
Because of the week they just had. Ah. But it's the one that's considered, I think, even worse than Southwest, Spirit. Spirit Airlines. So the seats on there, and it's 33 new Airbus A320 family planes, which they're going to roll out in February, or expected to roll out in February, will have a half inch more width. So it's not that much more space, but it is bigger. 2 extra inches of knee space.
Well,
so it's a little...
That for people like your dad, that would be
two
nice.
Two inches is not negligible.
Take it.
And then thicker cushioning. So as far as your knees hitting the seat ahead of you, it's going to be more cushioned than just hitting like the metal bars because it's only fabric covering it. And so JetBlue acquired, so this is happening because JetBlue acquired Spirit, but that deal is not going to be finalized until next year. And so we could see. We could see like more actual legroom and more airlines coming this year. And I think, you know, think about, I feel like there's been less this year than certainly the fights and everything that was happening when you had to wear a mask. And, but it's also just that tight space and the amount of fights that break out and altercations between people putting their seat back and people getting upset about that and all of the things that happen of you hitting their seat. I think I've only witnessed one, and it wasn't actually a fight. It was a verbal fight, but no one actually ended up hitting each other.
Well, that's always good.
But so I'd have to say, if this happens, this is the thing I'm looking most forward to in 2023.
And I just think if they actually do that, then they're going to charge another $100 per seat. We're going to pay for those extra inches.
Maybe, probably. I don't.
Either that or there's going to be 5 people on the plane that are going to have to lay down on the floor.
There's going to be cynic.
There's going to have to be some balance to the universe.
All right. Well, let us know. What are you looking forward to the most in 2023? 844-967-2789. And when we come back, Jane's going to tell us what she's looking forward to most. Stay with us. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 34. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs around 46. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Happy 2023. We are talking about what you're looking forward to most in 2023. I was saying that I am very excited that the potential change and a little bit more leg room when it comes to flying coach in airplanes. But Jane thinks I'm crazy that they would never do that without charging for it. But I don't know. A girl can hope.
Absolutely. I should never squash your hope.
Well, it's funny because I thought this when I first saw that story, I thought it was in regards to a story that came out last June of what a double-decker airplane seat would look like. And it's one of these things where it's like, I can't even explain it. I mean, I could explain it, but it's just you have to see the picture to really understand it. And it does give you a lot more leg room. So it's like if you sat in a seat where your legs were completely extended and you kind of could like roll back a little bit, but the seat in front of you is basically on top of you.
Wow. So it's like a bunk seat?
It's kind of like a bunk bed, like a staggered bunk bed. And so the seat in front of you is elevated and your feet are under their seat.
Okay.
But your view is basically the butt of their seat. Not their butt, but like the butt of their seat. And I can't really tell how it would work. Like, these haven't actually been made yet, but this was like an idea of how to both, I think, fit more people on while still giving more leg room. And I think the overall reaction was that sounds very claustrophobic, and like having someone like ride above you on a cross Atlantic or even worse cross Pacific flight, you're like, yeah, I'll take the knees bumping into the back of my chair. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the other stuff that's happening this year that I know. I mean, I guess there we could be, like, I think I said this on Friday, looking forward to playoffs and potentially another Bucks run that could be very fun. Who knows? Maybe our Packers will give us a run for our money and actually come back from the depths of hell. And this is the year they would randomly make it to the Super Bowl, isn't it?
We have a caller at 844-967-2789, Jake from Eureka, California. Good morning, Jake. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Just wanted to let you know what I'm looking forward to in 2023, which is the arrest of and criminal prosecution of Donald O.J. Trump. Apparently, Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, on top of things, that already has a new grand jury impaneled to look into not only Trump's, you know, treasonous behavior of January 6th, trying to overthrow our Democratic Republic because he couldn't handle the fact that he lost an election, along with, of course, his other, you know, many crimes, including stealing highly secret classified documents, including nuclear secrets. But apparently resulted in a, you know, $2 billion payment to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, by the Saudi government. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder what they got in exchange for that.
Dick, are you confident? Because I feel like Teflon Don has gotten away with so much that there's a chance. Like, I'm just not convinced that he's actually going to get prosecuted and convicted. Are you pretty confident? Oh, did we lose Jake?
We must have.
Oh, bummer. He sounded confident. He sounded really confident. And I'm sure there's some people who are just looking forward to that day. Although it was funny, I think I've mentioned this dear old friend of mine who loves to start, not every morning, but enough mornings. He's more conservative than I am, I would say. And so he loves to send me things to poke the bear. And I'm typically getting ready for the show. And
oh,
I was
great.
Like, I don't have time for you. But it was a cartoon this morning that was, you know, someone about to complain about Trump. It was like a political cartoon. And they're like, no, Elon, now you hate Elon. And it's kind of true as far as I feel like the shift has, it's shifted somewhat from the ire of, I'm sure there's plenty of people who are still want Trump to pay the piper, right? But as far as what people are actually upset about, and who they're targeting
who aimed
right
at.
Now is, I feel like Elon's become more centered than Trump has been. Because didn't something happen over the Christmas that Trump invited?
Oh, it was New Year's.
It was New Year's, and he basically opened up Mar-a-Lago to journalists, and no one came.
Not even Newsmax. Not even outlets that are big supporters. And that's got to drive him crazy.
Oh, it's got to drive him nuts.
It's got to just drive him cuckoo. One texter quickly from the 920. I have a 2023 goal of getting one tattoo a month to make up for the past 3 years of not getting any.
I have so many more questions. I feel like that just opened up. So does that mean they were getting tattoos and then they stopped 3 years ago because of
health? Mostly likely because of COVID.
And now they're going to get 12 this year?
Aren't they very expensive?
It depends on the size. Like the little tiny backwards compass I have on my foot, I think back in 2004, 2005 when I got it, was $70. And it's small. So I guess
that
seems
like a lot of money to me.
Quick story. I dated someone who had a full sleeve and a chest piece that by one of like the top tattoo artists in Vegas, and it took like 4 months, and that was at an expedited time to get it done, and it was beautiful. Like the artistry was beautiful. It was like $15,000.
Oh my god.
So yes, depending on the like anything, how good the tattoo artist is, how much time it takes, how big it is, yes, they can be very expensive.
Hey Ben, maybe you can consider stick people. It'll be cheaper.
Jada, we're gonna get you and I should get matching tattoos.
Not
this
a
year.
Chance in hell.
Maybe if you lose a bet, maybe.
Not a chance.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, other headlines that caught our eye. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. A helicopter rescuing a stranded driver in Northern California, where a massive storm flooded roads and cut power to tens of thousands of customers. Rick Wood owns a business there.
I'm very, very grateful for the rain, but maybe not so much so quick.
The forecast calls for more rain in the coming days. Kremlin claims dozens of Russian soldiers have been killed by a Ukrainian missile strike on a facility in eastern Donetsk. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The Russians put the casualty figure at 63. Overnight, new Russian missile and drone strikes also knocked out power and heating in parts of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv.
Tens of thousands of people lined up at St. Peter's Basilica to pay last respects to the late Pope Emeritus Benedict.
He does not really look so natural. He looked like he had a mask, but you could feel the emotions he had before he died.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The new year officially begins for the Wisconsin legislature tomorrow. Inauguration Day is largely for ceremony. However, the governor will deliver his State of the State speech on the 24th and his budget address on February 15th. The governor and lawmakers will decide what to do with the projected budget surplus of about $6.6 billion. Hundreds of high schoolers from Wisconsin march in the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena, California today. 400 students from 8 Central Wisconsin high schools make up the Northwoods Marching Band. They've been practicing over the last year. In sports, the Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings last night 41-17. Green Bay makes the playoffs if they beat Detroit next week. Also last night, the Wizards beat the Bucks. You're listening to The SHA, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The SHA. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The SHA.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast. You can find it and all of our show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen and wherever you find podcasts. So you can subscribe on Apple and Spotify and get it to your little feed every day and add us to your rotation. And so I just got, we got another text of someone is looking forward to Oppenheimer, the movie, in 2023.
I do not know of this.
I had to look it up. The Oppenheimer, it's the historical fiction movie about Oppenheimer, who helped with the Manhattan Project and basically died. I don't know, obscurity, but...
infamy?
Well, because he regretted what they built with the nuclear bomb. And at least the little I know about him is I think he kind of spent the rest of his life advocating to get rid of the technology. And I think he was kind of hushed and shunned. And I don't know who's playing him. I just looked it up. Christopher Nolan is the director. So I feel like that's a good start as far as one of the top directors directing it. But I don't. Oh, Cillian Murphy. You don't know who Cillian Murphy is?
I'm not sure who that is.
Did you watch Peaky Blinders?
No.
He was also in, he played the Joker before Heath Ledger played the Joker, I think, in, I feel like the most, now the only thing I can think of him for is Peaky Blinders, which is a Netflix show, which is excellent. But
I'll have to check that out.
Look it up. Anyways, moving on to some other headlines that caught our eye. I feel like it was a little bit of a slow news week. But you know, it is what it is. And so I'm assuming, Jane, you're no longer on, the 3G network for your phone.
Sure.
Well, you know, it's each year it's like updated, right? It was 3G, then it was 4G and 5G LTE. And it's like the network that your phone exists on and basically how fast your phone can be connected to the internet using cellular data. Well, 3G is finally going bye-bye altogether. And so Verizon, which was the last provider that still had 3G people on it, is in the process of kicking the remaining customers off its old network and was the last one in the U.S.
So does that mean that people will have to buy new phones?
I think so. So, I mean, this is just for the U.S. There's going to be other countries, other services still will have 3G. But it was supposed to happen in 2019, but they kind of just kept delaying it and delaying it. And so now, finally, December 31st, 2022, the curtain is closed on 3G. But you'd think, because there's so much pressure to always get a new phone. And I was kind of wondering, I wonder how many people are really still on it. It's like, it's going to affect like 5 to 10 million people.
Wow.
And I think what happens, they've been given ample warning and reminders and saying, this is what's going to happen. I think this is their billing cycle will end in February for this phone. And after that, if they don't update it and have a phone that's connected to a faster signal, the only thing you'll be able to do on that phone is call 911 and call Verizon customer service.
You can't even text.
But it's interesting because as I was reading this, kind of the nostalgia of 3G being the first network that really got us on our smartphones connected to the internet. And it was like the iPhone 3G or the HTC Dream, which was the T-Mobile, T-Mobile something. And it was like one of the first time that you had all the benefits of being able to connect to your phone to the internet, whether we want to say that was benefit or the start of the decline. But yeah, and so this is a warning, if you're listening, because sometimes I think there's a fair amount of people who do listen to the radio who might still have an old phone.
Hey,
I don't think it's an outrageous assumption that, especially because I feel like it's one of those things where like, why change it if it's not broken?
Well, and they're very expensive.
They're very expensive. And especially if you're like, I don't care how fast it goes. As long as it does what I need it to do, that's all that matters. But this is your warning. If you have not been paying attention to Verizon telling you that this is coming, it is finally here.
The only reason my husband and I just recently got new phones within the last 2 months. And now I'm one of the cool kids because we have the Galaxy Flip.
Okay.
But the only reason we got new phones is because our phones were so old, they would no longer keep a charge for an entire day. You'd get 5 hours in and the phone is dead.
Well, that's actually funny. I saved that. Maybe we'll talk about it again later this week. But you're not supposed to, now with newer phones like this, you're not supposed to charge it overnight. It overheats the battery.
Oh.
And so even on because there's a, with iPhones, there's a way to like if you set your like battery optimization, that even if you plug in it overnight, it slows down charging once it hits 80%. Because this is why I think my laptop computer battery just sucks, because I just keep it plugged in, and you're actually not supposed to do that. And so you're instead supposed to be charging it a little bit throughout the day instead of just keeping it plugged in. But that could be why your battery finally was like,
I give.
I surrender.
Complete surrender. Complete battery surrender.
But some Wisconsin news. And I think this is a good thing. And I think Jay Rothman, UW system president, also thought this was a good thing. But there was a independent audit of the University of Wisconsin system's spending of COVID-19 relief money.
And they got a fair chunk.
And only $240,000 of federal COVID-19 relief money were spent on expenses not allowed under the federal criteria across the UW system. So that actually only is about 1% of the money that they got, which I think is pretty good. And like they list some of the things that they weren't supposed to spend the money on,
which they did.
And they don't think it's that egregious as far as in the time of what you think the universities were like in 2020 and what they were using the money for. So like UW-Superior used around $30,000 to offset revenue from alcohol sales at sports games and other events, which
no one was there.
They used $1,500 for a musical performance at a pre-semester summer event. So I don't know. Lacrosse paid $54,000 for costs incurred before March 13th, 2020. So before the pandemic was really here.
Before the lockdowns came.
They used $21,000 for billboard advertisements intended to recruit students, which I feel like there's an argument there for.
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, I think it's like what was not allowed using this money.
Right.
I mean, this is different than the independent audit that I think is happening, or at least talks of happening, for how the governor chose to spend money, because I think because it was kind of his sole discretion, not shockingly, pokes as far as where did the money go, what was the criteria, and who got what. I think this is a separate audit that came back, but UW, Stevens Point, used $930 to show a film for entertainment purposes during a pre-semester student program. And UW Platteville used $1,000 for bowling and movie theater expenses for a pre-semester summer program, and used $23,000 for creating online tours of its campus for recruiting purposes. Again, I feel like that's COVID related. Because people weren't coming to campus in person.
Right.
And so, it's not a big deal, but I just thought it was interesting as far as the accounting of what gets spent and the fact that this has now been highlighted as far as, but it's only 1%. I think in the way that, in the gross ways that I think, gross, not as in like I'm gonna throw up, but like the egregious ways that I think out of all the money that flooded different areas, especially when we talk about all the PPP money that went to people who didn't necessarily need it. Good job on the UW system for like keeping it on the up and up. So I thought that was interesting. And
can I just say, yeah, to your point about the PPP loans, there are people who got one PPP loan equal to all of the money that the UW system allegedly did not use correctly. What did you say? It was $240,000.
That's how much they technically misused. In total, they got $564 million.
Right.
The whole UW system across all the campuses.
But the amount was like $240,000 or $400,000.
What they missed, nearly $240,000 of federal COVID-19 relief money on expenses that were not allowed.
Okay. Again,
the federal criteria.
There are people who got PPP loans for which they were not qualified that were five times the amount.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Just details.
How do you feel about wolves, Jane?
I feel, and I'm really conflicted about this, and I just saw another article about this yesterday. I certainly feel for farmers, and I certainly feel for people who have small pets, but I do not back the slaughter that we had of wolves last year in Wisconsin.
What? Wait, was it last year? Was it the beginning of 2020? No, so it was beginning of 2021. It's February 2021 when it was all when it was bad, when it was like they
went way over.
It was 83% of what the quota was because it was so mismanaged.
Yes.
And we made national news as a state of how terrible this was. So we're back to that story. The DNR is extending the comment period for draft wolf management, the draft of the wolf management plan in Wisconsin. So if you have very strong feelings about this one way or another, as you said, this is a divisive issue because if you have, I know this because I've just started season 5 of Yellowstone, and this is a major plot line.
Oh, wolves.
In Montana, and the wolves and the reentry of wolves, and they're protected and everything. And so, but you know, if they are predators. So if you're a farmer, if you have small animals, they can certainly kill them. And also there's some kind of balance between
ecologically.
Yes, exactly.
There is a reason to have them.
If you have very strong feelings about this, the comment period has been extended because enough conservation groups and I think animal rights groups have pressured the DNR or advocated to the DNR that there needs to be more input from more people because this, especially I think as you get further north of who this affects.
Sure.
And so we will, there's an online comment tool that we can link in today's notes, but you can also email the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. I'm sure if you go to their website, you can find all the information there. But just so you know, so if you have strong feelings about this, if you were one of those people who were loud about this back in 2021, it's back. And this is a time to potentially update what is some deem an outdated wolf plan.
And now,
in Wisconsin.
And now with the BCCC, which I refer to as the bad carton of cottage cheese, no longer on the DNR board. Maybe something will actually get done.
You're speaking of Fred Pratt.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, BCCC.
And then finally, some Wisconsin news, which I think is good, and I am kind of laughing at, is Wisconsin's largest ski resort is going to launch a significant expansion now that the plan has finally been approved. So Granite Peak up in the Wausau area has been pushing for more than 8 years to try to expand its footprint, and that's finally been approved. It was like another public comment, 6,000 public comments later, as far as trying to get not only more space on the mountain for runs, but also hiking and biking and everything. But I thought it was really funny because as I read this was an article from Rob Menser at WPR. They said one of the things that was, there's not enough like beginner and intermediate runs.
Where do you go and not kill yourself when you start?
You start in Wisconsin.
True.
Period. Right? Like, the idea that
our toughest run.
Advanced skiing that we need more beginner hills is that I feel like for a lot of people, this is, the whole state is full of beginner hills. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 38 this afternoon under overcast skies. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 34. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 46. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Good song choice, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Are you familiar with this story?
I only became familiar with it over the weekend.
Okay. I think it's probably when a lot of people have become familiar with this. So
I had never heard of this guy.
My brother hadn't either. So I heard of this now infamous tweet because my brother sent it to me and he's like, who is this guy? So let me try to set in the segment that we have, I'm going to do the best job I can trying to summarize what has happened with Andrew Tate. Now, I have no idea of the people listening, if they care, they have any idea who this person is. But
if you like karma, if you kind of like schadenfreude, this is the story for you.
This is the story. So, who is Andrew Tate? Andrew Tate is, if you're a man between 16 and 25, you've probably have an idea who he is. I don't know how much of that demographic this show is reaching, so let me explain it. He is an entrepreneur. We're using that word loosely. He is a former kickboxing champion, and he now is like the poster child for the alpha male toxic masculinity. Like, he embraces that, like, misogynistic online influencer.
And he has a shocking amount of influence with young men.
Yes.
I mean, young men in high school.
Millions of followers. But he's so controversial that a lot of his stuff goes viral, as much because of people really like it, as much as people really hate it. And I knew about him before all of this started, just because I am online and I saw people's reactions to him and whatever. But, like, you know, he's like created this modern wealth creation and like Hustlers University, and he's getting rich based on trying to sell young men, telling them that he can tell them how they can get rich and
by exploiting women.
Yes. And on top of that, and this part's important because he had admitted this before, is that as much as he says incredibly, you know, offensive things like women can't drive, men cheat, but women can't, 18 and 19 year old women are more attractive than 25 year olds. Like, he's just said terrible things, you know, that it's okay to like hit women and all of this stuff. So he also, one of the ways he became wealthy was he was running an adult webcam business with his brother. And that part's important. So he was someone who was kicked off of Twitter. And now that Elon's back, now that Elon's in charge, he let him back on Twitter.
Free speech.
And within, you know, whatever days he was back on Twitter, he, for some reason, out of nowhere, decides to tweet at Greta Thunberg, who is the 19-year-old, you know, internationally known, whether you like her or don't, climate activist. And he goes, hello, at Greta Thunberg. I have 33 cars. My Bugatti has a W16 8 LO quad turbo. I don't know what that means. My two Ferrari, two's capitalized, 812 competitions. This is how little I know about cars. This is just the start. Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions. And she wrote back, Yes, please do enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. And this has now become one of the most liked tweets on Twitter history.
Seriously.
So then he goes on. His immediate reaction is to tweet back at her saying, all caps, how dare you? But then he makes this, like, really weird video, like, two-minute video of him smoking a cigar and eating pizza and saying he specifically wants the pizza that has the non-recyclable pizza boxes. And within this, all this is all in the same week. Because then by Friday, Romanian police arrested Andrew Tate for human trafficking and rape. And the suspicion was that he gave himself away that he was in Romania because he was eating pizza from a Romanian pizza chain.
And it said it on the box.
And I guess officials have now laughed. They're like, that's funny, but that's not why.
Romanian police are actually better than that.
But it goes back to the point that how he made his money is this webcam business, and he was trafficking women. Like, he was basically, like luring them in by love bombing them and telling them that they were going to get married and through courtship, only to basically, like, drug and trap them to be a part of this webcam business. And
which is what pimps do.
Yes. That's what, I mean, that's actually, we're going to do, on January 11th, it's Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And we're going to get some people, one or two different people to come on and talk more about kind of the myths about the term human trafficking, because I think for a lot of us, when you think of it, you think of Taken. You think of Liam Neeson, like, I'm going to hunt you down.
They were snatched.
And you get stolen by someone you don't know, when in reality, it's manipulation. It's a longer process. It's often, sometimes it's people's parents.
It's grandparents.
It's boyfriends. And it's much more about psychological manipulation. Usually drugs are involved. And it can often happen through people who you already had a relationship with, much more so than you just get kidnapped and then forced into a life.
Right.
And it's just, and I, you know, the fact that some of his people are now, I mean, there was videos I saw over the weekend of his, some of his followers being like, this proves that the Matrix is real. He predicted his own arrest. It's like, yeah, because he broke the law. If I killed someone, if I like robbed a bank and then I tweeted out or was like predicting that I was going to get arrested, yeah, it's because I already know that I'm on the lam.
I don't get how this proves the Matrix is real.
Well, that's a whole other part of this world and of the alpha male stuff that's like, they believe in, like, the red pill versus blue pill. And I think it's also crosses over into online, like, super far right conspiracy theory stuff as far as, like, this whole idea of the red pill and you're getting the real information versus what the mainstream media wants you to believe and all of this stuff. But I didn't want to spend a lot of time on it because what else is there to say besides this? I'm going to ask you the break if I can say this word, because I love saying this word, but I don't know if it's radio appropriate.
Okay, we'll have a concept.
You can tell me all of your experience if I'm allowed to say it.
Okay.
But just the
douche waffle?
Douche canoe.
That works.
Great.
That, as far as I know, is not illegal according to FCC procedures.
Great. Then I'm going to start using that a lot more. But that this guy, who is dangerous, who is absolutely dangerous. And I am laughing about it. And I think a lot of people are laughing about it because, you know, good that there's consequences to his actions, but it actually is dangerous as far as how he is influencing young men to treat women. And when already one of the largest predators of women is men. All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. Come back after the news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You won't lose all.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.